Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity for jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Today we learn some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst out in jihad and at the time of facing the enemy. What we realize is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find that the Western powers, the secular powers, they base their battle on their strength. They base their battle on their power and their means. And accordingly, they make their threats. And accordingly, they wish to fight. And accordingly, they make their statements based on their power, their might. Look at America, for example. The statements it makes, the threats it makes, based on the ability to bomb and the ability of the to manufacture bombs, etc. So that gives them that pride and that arrogance and the way that they speak. Based on their power and their might, they're able to bully and to dictate any country in the world that they wish. So this is the style of the West. This is the style of the secular world. When you look at Islam and the beauty of our deen, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at every point, he attributed everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one that will give us victory. Allah is the one that gives us help. Allah is the one that will assist us in every situation. Not attributing anything to Rasulullah, never attributed anything to himself. To such an extent that even at the time of Fath-e Makkah, which was the biggest conquest that took place in the history of Islam, the conquest of Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they also, la ilaha illallah wahda, wanjaza wahda, wa nasara abda, wa hazam al-ahzaba wahda. They also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was glorifying, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attributing everything, even the victory, only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not at all to himself. So from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is outstanding, not to be found anywhere else. If people are always proud and arrogant about their own abilities, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at every step of the way was praising and attributing any type of success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what it shows us was the extreme humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the extreme trust that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تنتان لا تردان وقل ما تردان الدعاء عند النداء وعند البأس حين يلحم بعضهم بعضا. This hadith we did yesterday. Today's hadith عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا غزا قال اللهم أنت أضدي ونصيري بك أحول وبك أسول وبك أقاتل. رواه أبو داود وقال حديث حسن. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to go out in jihad, he would make this dua that, oh Allah, you are my support. This word adudi actually means that part, upper part of the arm closer to the shoulder, that is known as the adud. In Urdu we say bazu. So that expression means, oh Allah, you are my support. A person takes support, one another takes support by our shoulders, etc., assisting. Sometimes in English this expression is also used. Everyone put their shoulders to the wheel. It doesn't mean they put the shoulder on the wheel. It's just an expression that each one support and get the work done. So here also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is using this expression in the dua that, oh Allah, you are my support. You are my helper. Through your help, I move, and through your help I advance against the enemy, and through your help I fight. Look at this dua of Rasulullah sallam. Oh Allah, through you I'm doing everything. Through your help, oh Allah, I advance against the enemy. Through your help I fight. Through your help I move. Oh Allah, you are my support. You are my helper. Next dua. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, an al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha khafa quman, qal Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شُرُورِهِمْ. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam feared any people, he would say, oh Allah, we place you before them and we seek refuge in you from their evil. Ulama explained that this dua is a general dua. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam feared any people, then he would make this dua. In other words, feared the harm of any people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ultimate fear was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes the fear that these people may try to harm, cause harm to the Muslims, etc., then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read this dua. Ulama explained that this is a very powerful dua. Anytime any person fears any type of harm from any person, then he should read this dua. It's a very strong, very powerful dua. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim. That, O Allah, we place you before them. In the next part, wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. And we seek refuge in you from the evil. O Allah, that evil that we are fearing, whatever evil it may be, sometimes it might be a kidnapper, it may be a hijacker, it may be a robber, it may be somebody that you fear some type of harm, whatever harm it is, or in battle, fearing the harm of the kuffar. This is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith is saying. He brought in this chapter to show that normally in battle also you'll fear the harm of the enemy. So this dua has been proven to be extremely beneficial at the times of fear and difficulty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite it, and it has always also been the practice of our pious akabir and elders, that any time they would fear any harm from any person, then they would read this dua. Very, very powerful, very strong dua, especially at times when there's zulam and there's oppression being done, in a very powerful dua. It doesn't matter where a person is. Sometimes a person may be fearing at the custom officials unnecessarily, they're stopping the people, making difficult for the people. Sometimes there's a roadblock being difficult for the people. Or other times, you'll find that just generally people themselves want to be difficult with others. We don't fight, we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting trust in Him. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Sometimes people wanted to come to the masjid, especially COVID time, etc. And you'll find that there were police and there were other people that were spying and making it difficult for those that wanted to come to the masjid. So one dua that was prescribed at that time also, and it's as a general, as I'm saying, for example, now the police want to make it difficult. So what does a person do? That, oh Allah, we put you before them. We want to do what is right. Allah, we put you before them. Wa na'udhu bika min shururim. And any harm that is coming, that may come from them, O Allah, we asking you, we seeking your protection from any harm that may come. What a beautiful dua. Person can read it, as I explained, for thieves, for robbers, for harm, for any type of harm that he fears from any type of person. Nowadays also you get another type of harm that was not there in the before, where people make social media threats. In other words, if you don't do something that we want you to do, we're going to expose you. That's what the word they use, expose you on social media. So unnecessarily put a person under pressure. Sometimes he didn't do anything wrong, but to protect his izzat and his respect and save him from all types. So now he just gives in to that type of psychological pressure that's being put via social media. So the person is exposed to all these type of threats, harms, worries, concerns. Very nice dua to read. It elevates and it helps a person to gain strength and to continue. Person is putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in charge. In other words, oh Allah, you take charge of this fear that is affecting me. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.